So I'm Katie Gio, and I'm going to read a little section from my book. "Gwen," Gavin called from behind. Gwen made a point of ignoring him and kept going while he groaned and yelled, "Gwen!" He finally caught up with her, and she hid a smirk as he said, "You are being so childish today, you know that?" "Of course, I'm trying very hard to keep it up," she teased, and he rolled his eyes. The two turned left when the trees came to an abrupt stop, and were immediately greeted by a huge, bustling town with cute little shops of all kinds, street performers with hats turned upside down next to their act, in hopes of collecting a couple of coins, bars with shady individuals lurking in the shadows, tents set up in between buildings that showed various items for buying, and people of all ages, genders, and nationalities running around the streets. According to these directions, this place is called Ambrosia. The towns and cities are getting bigger the closer we get to the capital, so there's a chance we'll be recognized here, especially since it has a lot of soldiers of Ashland that live here when they're not fighting. I hear Avelia, the capital. I know what the capital of Ashland is, she snapped. Right, just checking. Well, I hear Avelia has a high demand for food because most of the people that are politicians or something. In any case, not farmers. So the locals here in Ambrosia ride over there every once in a while to sell their fruit, vegetables, etc. at the market. They can make it there and back in less than a day, so it can't be too far away. That's great, we can gallop all the way there and make good time. We could, but since there's really no reason to gallop, why rush our... Oh, yes there is, she shouted as she and Dark Angel ran through the crowd, parting the performances and business transactions with her passing. Gwen, where are you... Oh, he said with a sudden realization. They were at an intersection with three roads branching off of it. The one they came from, the one Gwen was rushing down, and the one containing a stampede of angry soldiers shouting expletives at them. "Run, you idiot!" Gwen screamed at him, and Gavin shook himself of the shock of being followed by about 50 armed men on horses.